Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bharishmati Nama Puri. Sarva Sampat Samanvita. Yakatan Yatra Romani. Yagyas Yajam Vidhun Vataha. Bahishmati Nama Puri. Sarva Sampat Samanvita. Yapatan Yatra Romani. Yagyas Yajgam Vidhun Vasaha. Bahishmati. Bahishmati. Nama. Name. Puri. City. Sarva Sampat. All kinds of wealth. Samanvita. Full of. Nyapatan. Fell down. Yatra. Where? Romani. The hairs. Yagyasya. Of Lord Bor. Angam, his body. Vidhonvataha, shaking. There's another verse, 29 and 30 go together. Here's the translation. The city of Bharishmati, rich in all kinds of wealth, was so called because Lord Vishnu's hair dropped there from his body when he manifested himself as Lord Bor. He shook his body. This very hair fell and turned into blades of evergreen kusha grass and kasha grass by means of which the sages worshipped Lord Vishnu after defeating the demons who had interfered with the performance of their sacrifice. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Any place directly connected with the Supreme Lord is called Pita, P-I-T-H-A, Pita Stan. Bharishmati, the capital of Swayambhu Manu, was exalted not because the city was very rich in wealth and opulence, but because the hairs of Lord Varaha fell at this very spot. These hairs of the Lord later grew as green grass, and the sages used to worship the Lord with that grass after the time when the Lord killed the demon Hiranyaksha. Yajna means Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, karma is described as yajnartha. Yajnartha karma means work done only for the satisfaction of Vishnu. If something done for sense gratification, if something is done for sense gratification or any other purpose, then it will be binding upon the worker. If one wants to be freed from the reaction of his work, he must perform everything for the satisfaction of Vishnu, or Yajna. In the capital of Swayambhuva Manu, Bharishmati, these particular functions were being performed by the great sages and saintly persons. Could you get Bhagavad Gita? were given a little tour of Bahishmati, the residence of Swayambhuva Manu, and a little bit of its history. So Bahishmati Namapuri Sarva Sampat Samandita. The place was full of all kinds of opulence. Sarva Sampat Samandita. But its celebrated position was not because of the opulence, or even because it was like, you know, the home of Swayambhuva Manu, although that's also significant. You know, in our world, modern world, say here in America, George Washington slept here, and one of those kinds of things. It's the home of somebody or other. So where that's like somebody lived or did something, it's in some way celebrated. Or where Gandhi lived and where Gandhi walked and where Gandhi was in jail, and Prabhupada, in his Leelamrita, Prabhupada was invited to present something at one of the places where Gandhi was in jail for his non-violent civil disobedience. So where, that's just the worldly reflection, where a elevated personality resides, that's very special. But even more special is the history of the place. It's the place where Nyapatam Yatra Romani, where some hares, plural, Romani, some hairs of Yajna, or Yajnasya. Yajnasya is, Yajna is Lord Vishnu, and in this case the avatar of Lord Vishnu that's being referred to is Varaha. So when a boar or any animal gets wet and comes out onto land, shake their body so that the water goes off. So as Varaha shook his body so that the water went off, some hairs fell. And Bahishmati is the place where those hairs fell. And then later they grew. What's not on the board is text 30. Kusha Kasha. Kusha and Kasha. So different kinds of grasses that are used for seating places for the sages who do yajna. So just see, yajna is providing the facility for yajna. But of course, how else could you have facility for yajna unless it came from the Supreme Lord? So, yajnasya angam vidhun vataha, last line. The anga, the body of yajna, from the hairs from the body of yajna, in the form of Lord Varaha, vidhun vataha, they fell, and when he was shaking. And then they grew as grass, and the grass was used for yajna. After the worship of Lord Vishnu had been interrupted by demons who had interfered with the performance of their sacrifices, and so the place was celebrated. And for that reason, Swayambhuva Manu was interested to make that his place of residence, and then in turn the opulence. So the cause of a certain effect, which had its prior cause, was that the interest of the great personality is the connection to Lord Vishnu. Like the identification of five items that are most potent out of Rupa Goswami's 64 items of devotion, five are most potent for awakening our dormant Krishna consciousness, and one of them is residing in a sacred place. And persons wishing to go forward in their life of devotion want to reside in a sacred place. And if they can't reside in a sacred place, then Prabhupada writes that one can think of that sacred place, because what makes the place sacred is the personality of Godhead's pastimes or his presence. In the 1966, when following the laws of the land, Prabhupada wanted to formally establish the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and according to the laws, if you want to have a particular organization recognized by the government, you have to state what the purposes are. And if it falls within the allowable sets of purposes, you can fall into this category or that category or the other category. And if it doesn't fall within those categories, you have to rework your purposes, and then you have to stay within your purposes, or you're subject to penalty from the government. So Prabhupada establishes seven purposes for ISKCON. One of those purposes was to establish places of pilgrimage, establish places of Krishna's pastimes, which becomes a place of pilgrimage. So how can you establish a place of Krishna's pastimes, unless Krishna went there and performed pastimes? And the answer is, you install deities. And then the deity interacts with the devotees in very wonderful ways, minimally receiving their offerings and offering their blessings. There's Srimati Radharani's hand offering nice blessings for those who worship her very nicely. And those who just come and take her darshan, she's offering her blessings. So to reside in a sacred place where Krishna performs his pastimes, we're very fortunate. We can be in this, in the world. What is Chicago known for? It's not known for being, a sacred place. It's known for all kinds of crime, starting with, well, not necessarily starting with, but big time crime in the form of when trains were becoming established in America, the stockyards of all over America, or central part of America, the pasturing grounds for cattle were all sent by trains to Chicago. It was the slaughter capital for the country. And following that terrible business came the mafia and all the crime of, anyway, crime and crime and crime city. I remember the first time I came to Chicago, I was picked up at the airport. I'm sure our historian Jitendra will know the person's name. I can't remember his name. He was a police officer in Chicago police. Wasn't initiated, but he was coming to the temple and picked me up at the airport. Bhakti John. So Bhakti John picked me up at the airport, and I asked him, what do you do? And he said, I'm a police officer. I said, oh, what's it like being a police officer in Chicago? He said, well, just the other day, it's like, driving along like Haribol, just everyday stuff. He was driving the car back from the airport and said, just the other day I was in a parking lot at one of the projects on the south side. And I was sitting in my police car, slouched down just so I could look over the edge of the dashboard. And on this side is a gang, and that side of the gang, there was a shootout. And I just sat there and watched. Because if I tried to interfere, I'd be finished. Both sides would pick on me, finish me off, and then continue their fight. So I just watched. You know, live shootout. Instead of watching on television, he watched it from his police car. I didn't say too much after that. Crime City. It's not a new thing. But so what, why would, maybe some of us grew up in Chicago, but there are a number of us that didn't grow up in Chicago. We came here for other purposes. But we can sanctify our lives if we reside in a sacred place. So if it's not reside in the temple, then make your home a temple and make that a sacred place. By same way that Prabhupada established the temple should be become a sacred place, establishing places of pilgrimage, places of Krishna's pastimes in your home. Let your home be a little model of the temple, and the temple a little model of the sacred place where Krishna resides. In this case, this is Barhishmati, where a pastime of the Lord was performed. Hairs from his body as he shook. Vidun Vataha. Romani, hairs fell and produced grasses. That as those grasses grew, they were very suitable for worship of Lord Vishnu. One small note is that this event takes place during Satya Yuga, and it's like our when Jai and Vijay were cursed by the Kumaras to take birth, three births as demons, that was at the very beginning of Satya Yuga, the very beginning of the creation, at least this particular Yuga cycle, so or cycle of Manus, so say day of Brahma. So in they appeared in Satya Yuga as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, and in Treta Yuga as who? Ravana and? Kumbhakarna. And in Dwarapa Yuga as? Shishupal and? Dantavakra. So Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Rokha. This is Satya Yuga. Satya Yuga. And the primary means of achieving spiritual perfection in Satya Yuga is? Meditation. But here it's speaking about this is Satya Yuga and the performance of Yajna. So the performance of Yajna wasn't unknown in Satya Yuga. Just like the performance of chanting of the holy name wasn't unknown before Kali Yuga happened. The chanting of the holy, each of these auspicious processes are present throughout all of the yugas. Even in Kali Yuga we may also perform Yajna, or we may also do some meditation. But the essence is the chanting of the holy name, the primary means of deliverance. So, I wanted to make a correction from yesterday's Sunday program lecture. For some reason, as far as I can recall, for some reason, because I just thought of it this morning, I spoke of Lord Parashuram using his name instead of Kalki Avatar, who appears at the final end of Kali Yuga and annihilates everyone. Just like some
glitch in the mind. So these, the forms of Lord Vishnu as they appear, they're shown chronologically or through the ages, and Swayambhuva Manu is in knowledge of Lord Varaha. Now it doesn't give the chronology. Our acharyas describe that it was not the intention or Vyasadeva did not restrict himself to presenting everything in chronological order. So sometimes he's speaking of things that happen after other things, but he presents them before. So it's not chronological. Some things are, and some things aren't. He's presenting rather a way of drawing our consciousness to Krishna and helping us to understand certain parts of what is Krishna's creation and how do we approach Krishna. That's more his concern than, although it's historical, it's Purana, it's not necessarily chronological in its presentation. So by that I mean to say there isn't indication here why, when Swayambhuva Manu accepted as his residence Barhishmati, was it before this event with Varaha and his knowing so he lived there, or was it after the event with Lord Varaha and then he moved there because of that auspiciousness? No indication. But the auspiciousness of the place, the transcendental significance of the place is being disclosed here. That's what's important for us to understand. That little point I just made is not so important here, but sometimes linear-minded personalities who can't, if there isn't just like a total match-up of linear ways of thinking, it gives them doubt. Why this, if that? And there's not a fault, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, in the writings of Vyasadeva, there's no fault. He was finding fault in the way that Lord Brahma, Vyasadeva, expressed Lord Brahma's speaking to Krishna by referring to the personality of Godhead as Mukti Pade instead of Bhakti Pade. There's no fault in the writings of revealed scripture. There's no fault because the persons who compile them are beyond human defects. And if it were otherwise, then they're no better than any other speculative writing of somebody from whatever culture or whatever period of time. Final point I'd like to speak about is this Bhagavad Gita verse that Prabhupada refers to. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text number 9. Yagnartat karmano nyatra lokayam karma bandhana tadartam karma konteya mukta sangha samachara. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work causes bondage in this material world. Therefore, a son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction. That's what this, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, is that first line. Yagnartat karmano nyatra. Work done for the sake of yagya or Vishnu. Yagya artat Artha means that which is wanted. So, for the pleasure of yajna, yajnartat karma. He's used that phrase here. Yajnartha karma. And he uses the same phrase in the purport of 3.9 and also in the Bhagavatam purport. So, work for the satisfaction of Vishnu. The one of the formal ways of having work sanctified for the satisfaction of Vishnu is Vedic ritual of sacrifice unto Vishnu. That's brought down a number of steps by Karmakanda rituals. Because even in Karmakanda rituals, the bhokta of that yajna is Vishnu. But the main thought of the performer of, or the benefactor, the sponsor of that yajna, is not that Vishnu is to be pleased. The interest in Karmakanda is, I want something. So I propitiate some deva and request Ganesh to remove the obstacle so that I can get the thing that I want. And oh, by the way, yajna is the bhokta. It's not primary by any means. So the intention, the emphasis in this purport that we just read, is the intention of all work, whether it's a Karmakanda ritual or it's any kind of sacrifice in that formal sense, or in the broader sense of any kind of work. Work is to be done for the satisfaction of Vishnu. So, work done for the satisfaction of Vishnu is particularly exemplified by this one verse in Vishnu Purana where it describes one should perform one's prescribed duty for the satisfaction of Vishnu, and by so doing one will achieve perfection. And that perfection is elevation to Vaikuntha. By performing your duties for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Much like what Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita, perform your prescribed duty and always think of him. And how do you always think of him? Is by this detachment from the fruit and offering the fruit, or offering the work for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a real connoisseur of the message of scripture and says to Ramananda Roy, that's external. Go further. So, although it's external, it's fundamental for a life of devotion. That is, Swayambhuva Manu, and following his example ourselves, should recognize that, same as the message of Bhagavad Gita, this third chapter, we're all obliged to do some type of work. Different types of work, but some type of work. And that work will be binding upon the performer if, we'll say it two ways, if for the satisfaction of Vishnu is missing, or the other way is, if the motivation instead is for sense gratification or any other motive, even like selfless work, as people say, selfless work, very much praised, selfless work. But that selfless work also has extended selfish interests. If it's not for this body, it's for other bodies. That other bodies, because I identify myself as we, not just me. So, extended selfish interest. And there's no escape. It must be for selfish or extended selfish interest, unless it's on this higher platform or God-conscious platform, which is for the satisfaction of Vishnu. It's chapter 3 Bhagavad Gita. It's very, very fundamental. And so now back to our lives. We're all doing some type of work. And it's maybe even easier to measure, not necessarily easier to do, but for householders that have jobs. You know, some of you are dressed ready to go to work. And we're not dressed ready to go to work, but we're doing another type of work. We're all employed. I made a comment the other day, we had a little meeting and all of us in the room didn't have jobs. But we all have jobs. Whether it's this kind or that kind, we have some type of work that we're obliged to perform. And as we perform that work, what's the consciousness behind? So that yajñartat karmano nyatra is, the work is for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Must be. And one who lives that way, they become elevated and their association becomes desirable. In fact, they become unto themselves a place of pilgrimage, wherever they may reside. They become sanctified by Vishnu. By that offering, they become accepted by him in a very confidential way. In this world and after the body is finished and their destination is Vaikuntha, if they actually live their life that way. Varnashrama charvata purushena parakuman vishnur aradyate. Vishnur aradyate. Vishnu is to be worshipped. So work is worship. Not in the way that some people use that phrase, but in the Vishnu Purana way. Vishnu is to be worshipped. We make offerings in a formal way, in the way of deity worship, and we're not on the altar doing the deity worship, we're doing some other type of work, and that work should be also rendered unto the Supreme for His pleasure. So that sanctifies the performer, it sanctifies the place, it sanctifies the implements, it sanctifies the whole atmosphere. By that process of sacrifice, everything becomes situated in transcendence. The message of Bhagavad Gita. So you render your workplace or your home or wherever you're doing your activity for the satisfaction of Vishnu into the realm of transcendence. What to speak of being relieved of the bondage of that work? This is Bhagavad Gita is giving the principle, and the Bhagavatam is giving us the example of here's how you do it. Swami Bhuvamanu is showing us here's how you do it. Okay, any comments or questions? Yeah?
Why is Lord Brahma addressed here as Yajna?
Because he's... rather than? It's maybe it fit the meter, I don't know. But it's also indicating that's who he is. Although he's Varaha, he's Vishnu. And particularly the pastime is Vishnu providing the articles for Yajna. So Yajna is providing the articles for Yajna. The Ganges provides the material for the worship of Ganges, and Yajna is providing the materials for worship of Yajna. And if we see our lives, whatever it is, our work, where is the ability, where is the instruments, where is the intelligence, where is the resource, where is it? It's coming from Vishnu, so it goes to Vishnu. Like that. That's one sense of the connection.
That's
There was a big fire in this dockyard, is what you're saying? The fire of Chicago that burned practically the whole city down. Really? Kalki gave me some of that history one time. He was like into it and to understand. So then after the fire, it was, where do we go next? We go into crime. Make our living that way. Anyone else? Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Yeah. Yeah.